Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
You are listening to the Build Your Network podcast.
Welcome to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I chat with some of the world's top business influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in order to crack the code of networking. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know, and that your relationships ultimately determine the person that you become. So if you want to learn the new way of connecting, if you want to fill your network with quality people and skyrocket your results, then you're in the right place, because this is the Build Your Network podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Build Your Network. My name is Eric. I'm Travis Chappell's producer. I'm sitting here with the man, the myth, the legend himself.
What's up,
Travis Chappell?
What's happening?
Came in too early. That's fine. No, so we wanted to address something. Both of us have had quite a few people we've coached as far as starting a podcast. And the number one thing people get upset about is they feel like they're not growing. And they wonder if it's their equipment. They wonder if it's their, you know, income or their ability to spend money on ads. But we found that there's something specifically that seems to get a lot of people stuck. So what is that?
Yeah. So what happens is you make the mistake of looking at what people have built now, but don't look at what they did to get to the point that they're at right now. Like, you guys ever seen those posters of the iceberg and like at, above the water, it's like just the tip of the iceberg, right? But then below the water, it's like this big old foundation, just big block of ice below the water that's like five times the size of what you're seeing on the surface. You're not seeing any of the work that went into building everything that that person has. So like a lot of people will look at people who have giant shows and then just be like, well, they launched their show and then they got a bunch of listeners and then they got sponsors and then their sponsors allowed them to make money and get good guests and then repeat the process and all this other stuff. And then what people don't realize is that you can't shortcut the first, you know, decade of work that went into being able to build a large audience. Everybody always wants to be the next Joe Rogan. Everybody wants to be the next Gary Vaynerchuk, but they don't look at how many years it took them to get to the position to be able to even earn what they were at when they got the opportunity. And they don't look at the opportunity itself either. They don't look at the timing that they had, the saturation that was in the markets at the time. Like Joe Rogan started a show. Like, I don't even know. I probably should just look it up because we talk about him so much. But actually, I'm going to do that really quick. When did...
I watched his first episode the other day and it was pretty rough.
December 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, 2009 was right after podcasts came out is the point, right? Like the iPhone came out in what, 2006? 2007.
Yeah, 2007.
You know what I mean? Like nobody knew what podcasts were and Joe Rogan was podcasting. So that combined with his previous years of decades of stand-up comedy and building an audience and then doing stuff like Fear Factor and like just cultivating a network of interesting friends and people to talk to, like having that combined with the timing of the podcasting industry and then the just abundance of information that was coming out around that time, like that's what made him Joe Rogan. And like, you can't duplicate that success right. by doing the same thing that he did because you didn't do the work beforehand.
Yeah. He's got 11 years of just the podcast on you.
Right. Exactly. And you look at someone like Gary Vaynerchuk doing Wine Library TV for like 63 views per video on his YouTube channel when he started, when he was working in his dad's wine shop, like 15 freaking years ago. You know what I mean? And yeah. so people look at what he does now and they're like, oh, well, I need to go hire 83 people to do my social media content on a daily basis. And it's like, no, you just got to get started and like start, you know, in a different way. So the big takeaway is that you can't grow an audience. You can't expect to grow the same way that a lot of people back then grew. And I made this mistake when I started because I hired a bunch of coaches and mentors who, and it was not any fault of their own. This is the way that they had built their shows. But by the time that I launched my show, a lot of the ways that I was learning of how to get a bunch of traffic were kind of outdated at that time because it was already really saturated. There was no longer just, you know, 2,000 podcasts in existence or 5,000 podcasts in existence or 15,000. There was like 500,000. So all of a sudden, it's a pretty saturated market. And so when I was trying to launch my show, all I knew what to do was like jump onto the top charts, the new and noteworthy category. And then if you can get on there for any period of time, you're going to get a bunch of people that find your show organically, and then you're going to get a bunch of sponsors, and then you can take that money and use it for, you know, getting guests or marketing the show or building it up or monetizing or whatever you want to do, you know? So that was my goal. That was my strategy. And I made the assumption, which that entire method of growing your show makes the assumption that anybody can just start a show and just get a bunch of traffic coming into the show, at least like a fair amount of traffic. And when I say a bunch, I'm like, to talk real numbers here, for those of you who are listening, who actually have a podcast and know this, like I'm not even talking about getting 100,000 downloads a month or something like that. I'm just talking about getting, you know, 200 downloads an episode instead of, well, that's 17.
That's above average. I mean, the average show is like 160.
Average show is less than, yeah. Like if you're over 200 downloads an episode, you're like top 50% of iTunes. Like,
congratulations if you're listening.
Right. So, I mean, so yeah. I just wasn't expecting it to be that difficult to get to those numbers. You know, like I hit the top charts and I was still at like 78, you know, downloads an episode right. or something like that, which was just super discouraging at the time. So what I did at that point was, it was basically a decision point where it came down to, do I just quit on this podcasting thing because it's already taken up, you know, a lot of my time and tens of thousands of dollars of investing in coaches and courses and masterminds and events and all these other things, trying to learn how to make this thing happen? Or do I, you know, double down and just commit to figuring out another way? And so that was kind of the route that I went, just because the reward I knew was what I knew that it had what I wanted. You know what I mean? Like, it offered me the lifestyle right. that I wanted to live. It gave me the financial freedom, time freedom, location freedom, checked off all of my boxes. I knew that building an audience in the future would be easier to start any business that I wanted to, if I had a bunch of people that were interested and curious about what I was up to and that I had invested, you know, hours of free content into and added value to their lives. Like, a lot of people, if you launch something, are like, oh, well, you know, Travis has helped with XYZ. Yeah. So we'll help him with his, you know, whatever, book launch or right. product launch. So I knew that the reward would be worth it if I just put in the time to try to figure it out. I just didn't expect it to take me, you know, another like 2 years to, right. to figure it out. But eventually it came down to one thing, which is kind of what you alluded to at the beginning of this. And that was credibility. And I started figuring out really quickly that the credibility that I got from being on the top charts was way more important than the traffic, the was basically non-existent that I got from being on the top charts. I remember hitting the top charts and thinking like, I did it. You know, I won the lottery of podcasting. And I go like, look at my downloads the next day, and they were basically unaffected. And it was just like a punch to the gut. You know what I mean? And so from there, I just used that credibility to try to go get pretty good guests for my show. And then those guests in turn gave my show more credibility because big right. guests were saying yes to my show. And then bigger guests were saying yes because I got big guests. And then that cycle just kind of kept repeating. And I noticed that the people who started investing in some of the products and services that I had to offer at the time were people that found my show because of some sort of credible method. Like, they found my show through hearing me on a big person's podcast, or they gave my show a chance because they saw a recognizable name in my RSS feed. And then they listened to that episode, and then they listened to the next one and the next one and the next one, you know? And those were the people that were buying the stuff that I had to offer. And then the guests that were telling me no before were now telling me yes without having my download numbers increased just right. because I had other guests on the show that they knew, like, trust and recognized. So it told me that those guests didn't really care about download numbers. All they care about is their time, because busy people care about their time a lot. Yeah. So they just wanted to know that they weren't going to be wasting their time with some, like, because now that I'm on the other end of it as well, and I get interviewed on a lot of shows, I know exactly what they're talking about, because there's some podcasters that just don't deserve to get good quality people on their show right. because they're absolutely horrid hosts. Like, you jump on, they've never done a second of research on you. This is their first ever experience with you at all. They mispronounce your name. They don't have any good questions. Like, the interview is just really just boring and long and just feels like it's never going to end. And you look at your watch and it was only like a 15-minute interview. You know what I mean? Like, those types of shows are just a waste of people's times. And a lot of times they haven't even launched yet, or they have 3 episodes out and they get 7 downloads. And it's like, well, that was just an epic waste of my time. So all they wanted to know is, am I going to waste my time by doing this guy's show? So when they saw all the other people that I had on, they saw the credibility that I had, then that was enough for them to be like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
And then that in turn was able to start bringing some money into the business. And then once I had money, then I was able to start investing in growing the audience, which is now, I think, what I call the credibility first method, which basically teaches people exactly how to do that. Like, how to build credibility in your show from the start, and then take that credibility and turn that into money, and then take that money and turn that into listeners and audience growth and stuff like that. So, and then we actually have a full live class that we're doing on a weekly basis. And if you're listening to this right now, I think we should be doing one next week, probably on Thursday. We're doing them every Thursday at noon for a little while, that we just, I go through the credibility first method essentially. And we go through 4 secrets of the credibility first method on that free live web class.
Yeah, no, it's been really good. I know the feedback's been really solid, and there's a lot. This isn't like most, you know, most webinars or most free courses where it's a, I was just telling you recently, like I did one and I felt like it was like a 45 minute pitch or an hour pitch
right.
and led to no real value. And I think the stuff that you're doing, like, you can see it in the live chat when people are coming in and going like, oh, that's super helpful. That totally changed how I view it. So yeah, so definitely check it out. I mean, there's a link in the description where you can register. It is a free webinar. You know, there's obviously an exciting opportunity at the end to jump on, but it's a really, really cool course. And there's a lot of Q&A, which is probably more valuable than private content.
Right.
You can just ask anything you want. So definitely check that out, or just go to podcastprofitcourse.com and you can sign up for the next session.
Sweet. I'll see you guys there. Well, that's it for this episode. If you want to connect with me and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join my free Facebook group, The Lounge. I'll see you over there, and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.